It was now 8 a.m. on the morning of Monday the 26th. The recording session had lasted 8 hours, but Geldof and Midjour spent the entire night at the studio in Notting Hill, mixing the A-side. Looking more scruffy than usual, Geldof met the press, who'd been camped out outside the studio, waiting for glimpses of rock royalty. Geldof went on to appear on Mike Reed's breakfast show on BBC One to promote the record, but it didn't go smoothly. During the interview, Geldof promised that every penny from the purchase of the single would go to the cause. That put the British government on the hot seat and set up a standoff over the value-added tax, which then Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher was refusing to waive. Eventually, her Conservative government backed down and allowed the tax money collected to go to the charity. With the single's release date just 3 days away, Trevor Horn returned to his studio to compile the B-side. Over the same backing track, it featured messages from artists who hadn't been able to make it to the recording session, like Paul McCartney, David Bowie, and members of Big Country and Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Pressing plants in the UK agreed to have the single ready the following day, and Do They Know It's Christmas was released on Thursday the 29th. It was an instant chart topper, selling a million copies in the UK alone in the first week, and eventually becoming the biggest selling British single of all time. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish it.